Good morning, and I'd like to welcome you all back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. It's your girl, your favorite scholar, Tiara, and I'm so excited to have you all back listening to me here today. This week, we are talking about African American history, as last week we talked about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his phenomenal legacy and his strides towards equality and unity, which has made the world a better place today. I also learned after recording last week's podcast that the county in which I live in here in Seattle renamed itself to Kings County to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I felt that was very admirable. They renamed this county to King County after his assassination. Today, I want to share with you all some information about Frederick Douglass and the recently deceased Hank Aaron. Frederick Douglass was actually just suggested to me, and I want to encourage you all to continue to make suggestions to me by messaging me on Anchor at anchor.fm/TR92. I want you to click on that voice icon and record a message for me. If you don't like to hear the way yourself talk or you don't want to record yourself for whatever reason, please feel free to message me on Instagram. You can message me at Callie Green. Also, you can befriend me on there as well. I have just recently added myself to a new site called Clubhouse, in which I'm having live conversations with others, strangers, people I don't even know. It's very interesting, so please feel free to download that app as well. So, I recently actually just read the biography of Frederick Douglass, and I want to share with you all some information about him for those of you who don't know. So he was an African-American slave who escaped after several failed attempts in 1838. Frederick Douglass was actually named Frederick, or he was born as Frederick Bailey, but he changed his name to Frederick Douglass to give himself that sense of independence after he successfully escaped from slavery. But in order to respect him and the legacy he created here for us, I will continue to refer to him as Frederick Douglass. He was separated from his family as a young child while enslaved. He did not let them tear him down, though. He continued to mold himself, and even in molding himself, he taught himself how to read and write. He began to pass along these teachings to other enslaved individuals by teaching them how to read and write using the Bible. Well, of course, word got out eventually to the master, and we can't have a bunch of educated African Americans running around the slavery plantation. Oh no, master. Master can't have that. So what did he do? He sold Douglass to the most brutal slave owner in the area. This slave owner beat Douglass gruesomely almost every day. Yet despite these circumstances, he had the will to escape, the purpose to live outside slavery and be his own man, something no one he knew had ever accomplished. Now, there is some real beauty, or as Maya Angelou would say, a real rainbow in Frederick Douglass' cloud, because although he only knew slavery, he knew that despite these harsh circumstances in which he lived, that there was a better life for him. I want to encourage you all to see the rainbow in your cloud despite your circumstance. Frederick Douglass, once he escaped, he became an abolitionist, a social reformer, a speaker, a statesman, a leader for anti-slavery laws and movements. Like Dr. Martin Luther King, Douglass fought for equality. They worked for the same purpose in almost two different centuries, but both individuals led us closer to desegregating the world, allowing us to live freely and befriend any culture. They are two African American men who are living proof that we can reach our goals. Douglass once said that if there is no struggle, there is no progress, reminding us that it's not going to be easy trying to become a better you or to reach your goals, but that it's necessary and it's worth pursuing. I would also like to talk about Hank Aaron, who I didn't even know who he was until he popped up on my man's phone as like Today in News. this individual has recently passed. And my man woke up and was like, oh, babe, Hank Aaron died today. And this was on January 22nd. And I was like, Hank Aaron? Who's Hank Aaron? He's like, you don't know who Hank Aaron is? I was like, no, I don't know who Hank Aaron is. Who he? And he was like, he was one of the best baseball players of all times. Better than Jackie Robinson. You should Google him. So I immediately Googled him, being the nerd and academic I am, to learn more. And this is what I found out on history.com. Hank Aaron is the first person, and at a time when African Americans were greatly undervalued, to beat Babe Ruth's home run score of 714. His abilities on the field were spectacular, and he became even more controversial using his platform to fight for equality in Major League Baseball for African Americans. He also became one of the first African Americans to be an executive for Atlanta Braves. I just want to point out that Frederick Douglass, Hank Aaron, and Dr. Martin Luther King, they all helped pave the way towards equality in some way, and that we should all be inspired by their excellence and use it as a guide to motivate us every day. Ask yourself this: if a slave could escape the harsh realities of slavery and become a statesman and a social activist, how great can I be? What greatness could I possibly be sitting on? I was listening to a motivational speech by Maya Angelou. I am completely enthralled and engulfed in her work. And in this speech I was listening to, she said something that it hit me so deeply. It penetrated my soul, and I have to share it with you all today. She said something along these lines, because it's not verbatim, but she said, if a human being achieved it, then I can too achieve it, because I am human, which means I possess those same human characteristics as that individual who achieved that goal he put his mind on. And same thing that's in a flea is in a turtle. It may take the turtle longer, but he will eventually get there. I really felt that we have to reach into ourselves and find that inner human capability that's within all of us, that we have greatness among us, that we just have to find it. We have to be mindful of this greatness. I thought it was so deep. It really touched my heart, and I hope it touched yours. It just reminded me that, human being, you have greatness in you. And I want you to remember that too. Human being, you have greatness in you. Langston Hughes once said that if you really want to go somewhere, you will find a way to get there. It's all about our mindset. What wills us? What makes one human capable of accomplishing something that another human felt they could not? It is that will, that pursuit in their mind, that is their destiny, their purpose. It's like me. I have the purpose every day as a writer. I don't even sleep, really. I just think about my book, lines I could have rephrased, things my editor has said to me. It is my purpose. I have greatness within me. Anyways, please come back next week and listen to another amazing African American. It may be Maya Angelou. It may be Les Brown. Well, you'll just have to come back to find out, won't you? Again, my name is T.R. Christopher, and don't forget to, T.R. Christopher, that is my real name, but my name is T.R. Christopher, and don't forget to share this video if you found it insightful. Don't forget to follow me on Spotify. Please don't forget to rate me. I have not been getting rates. If you go to Apple Podcasts, you can rate me, and rate me 5 stars, because, you know, my effort shows 5-star ability. You can also donate to me. Ooh, this is my favorite. I need a donation. Donate to me right now. Go today. Go to anchor.fm/TR92, and you can hit the sponsor button, and you could donate as little as a dollar, but click $10. I think that's the most you can donate. So why don't you just click that $10 and keep clicking it. Keep giving me $10. Let it stack up. My name is Tiara, and thank you for listening to another segment. Please don't give up on yourself and keep continuing to work towards your goals.
You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise.